Well, on the 14th of January 2022, Russia hosted a meeting of special representatives for the normalization process between Turkey and Armenia. Ambassador Serdar Kilic and Deputy Speaker of the Armenian Parliament, Ruben Rumian. Kilic and Rumian discussed the possibility of ending decades-long animosity between Turkey and Armenia. Joining us to discuss the relationship between these two, well, countries and these two communities and societies, if you put it, you know, on a broader perspective, is Mu'tasim Dalloul, Middle East Monitor, joining us live from Gaza this evening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brother Mu'tasim.
Alaykum assalam wa barakatuh. Hayyakum Allah.
And Jazakumullah Khairan for joining us, Brother Mu'tasim. Turkey and Armenia. Now, of course, the relationship between these two countries in recent times have never ever been good. The Armenian genocide has always been a discussion point between both. But, you know, the relationship between Turkey and Armenia, let's say before modern Turkey, I mean, how was it during the time of the Uthmaniyin, at the time of the Ottomans? Was there a period in history that these two nations, well, got on quite well before modern Turkey? Talk to us, Brother Mu'tasim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think before modern Turkey, there had been no animosity between the Armenians and the Turkish, because during the Ottoman Empire, all the nations beside the Turks were dealt or treated by the Ottoman sultans or emperors the same. Turks, Kurds, Armenians, any Arabs, all of them were treated the same as whether they were Muslims or non-Muslims. And this is, you know, the teachings of Islam. And the Ottoman Empire was an Islamist or Islamic state or Islamic ideology. But during the First World War, the Armenian minority carried out attacks inside Turkey, so that the Turkish army cracked down on that on the Armenians inside Turkey. But they didn't. I have conducted a very wide and comprehensive research about the alleged genocide against Armenians. I didn't find any real documents that prove there were really genocide, Turkish genocide against the Armenians. And I got the witness or the account of the American ambassador to the Ottoman Empire at that time, who denied that there was a genocide, Turkish genocide against the Armenians. And this kind of animosity between the Armenians and the Turks is the same kind of of the same origin. I think I mean the same origin of the animosity made between the Turks and the Arabs, the Turks and the other nations, which were which had been under the Ottoman Empire or lived under Ottoman Empire peacefully. And later on, the people who beat the Ottoman Empire had a certain kind of historical narrative that they taught to the people everywhere, depicting that or claiming that the Ottoman carried out genocides against the Armenians, and the Ottoman Empire oppressed the Arabs. We are Arabs. We the Arabs. We have been taught by the history teachers at schools that the Ottoman were oppressors and they oppressed the Arabs. But this is not true. We know the real history. We studied the real history. I myself conducted much research about this and found that all nations under the Ottomans were treated the same equal way. So that the animosity between the Turks and the Armenians isn't real. And if you see that under the Islamic rule led by Erdogan and his AKP party, the relationship between the Turks and the Armenians started to improve step by step. It took too much time to improve or to reach this degree. But what is remarkable that the relationship between the Turks and the Armenians started to improve, started to take a new turn instead of animosity to a good relationships. And even if you feel the relationship between the Turks and the Kurds also improved. Before the Nagorno-Karabakh war, there was a glimpse of hope that the two neighbors were going towards ending their hostilities. As in 2009, it means that 14 years ago or 13 years ago, Armenia and Turkey signed a landmark peace accord to restore ties and open their borders, which have been closed since 1993. And the deal never ratified, and the ties have remained tense because of the pressure put on the Turkish government, not because of the Turks or the Turkish government under the AKP party didn't want to improve the relationship. And at the same time, the Turkish government want Armenians to go one step backward regarding the occupation of the Azeri territories. You know, Armenia is occupying Nagorno-Karabakh and other and some territories from the neighboring country Azerbaijan. Turkey at the same time it wants to improve relations and to bring the Turkic nations together, and at the same time it wants Armenia to go to leave the Azerbaijan Azeri territories including Nagorno-Karabakh. This it is not a kind of or this is not a kind of just relationship or so economic relationship or commercial relationship. It is based on social purposes and ethnic purposes, because Erdogan, the Turkish president, is planning to unite the whole Turkic nations and make a kind of superpower based on the Turkish ethnicity. In order to, if the he is trying to revive the Islamic the conception or the concept of the Islamic unity and to bring Arab nations and Asian nations together, which are Muslims. But this is a very kind of difficult mission, because many of these nations are still being ruled under their former colonialists or occupiers.
Brother Mu'tasim, so moving on to current relations,
something alternative.
Looking on to current relations between Armenia and Turkey. Now, of course, Nagorno-Karabakh, the recent hostilities in 2020, it seems that, you know, Turkey was openly supportive, not just of peace, but it seems that there's evidence that Turkey strongly supported Azerbaijan. Now, one may say rightfully so. Azerbaijani claims over Nagorno-Karabakh is supported by many nations and has even brought, you know, attention to the UN as well. well. But is there any hope now in the current climate that Turkey and Armenia could continue on, you know, good relations that we saw, as you had mentioned, during the Erdogan period, opening of borders and noting the fact that there is still a very large ethnic Armenian population living in Turkey?
Of course, the situation is going further towards positive relations and good relations between Turkey and Armenia. Because the Armenia, after the and the latest war, Nagorno-Karabakh war, has played a very big role in this issue, because during and after this war, Armenia recognized how much it is isolated. So that recognized that the best thing to solve its social and economic problems is to open to Turkey and other neighbors, and it felt that Erdogan, Turkey under Erdogan, is openly opening it to every nation, whether it is a neighbor or not, to make good relations without putting a kind of or dictating certain political views on the country which is making relationship with. So that Armenia is going to Armenia and Turkey are going to are going ahead in their good relationship in the future, and this will happen, I think, very, very, very soon.
Murtasim, earlier on, I read from that article that you had penned regarding the role that Russia has played. Now, Russia, of course, has got its own political complexities of its own with the Ukraine. The U.S., of course, putting out that notice that the hostilities may escalate in that area. The Crimean issue is still being discussed at different levels. Russia's involvement there. What could be Russia's intention? Do they genuinely want peace? Do they see this as an opportunity that they become known as peace brokers in the area? Why facilitate a meeting between these two countries?
For me, I doubt every Russian effort towards reaching peace between the countries in the area, in that region, and in every region. Russia, the same as the United States, the same as all the Western powers, they don't like to see Muslim nations prospering or united together. When the Russia or United States and the Western countries, Germany, United Kingdom, and France and others, when you see them propose peace or propose mediating or hosting peace reconciliations or peace discussions between nations, Muslim nations, or two parties, one of them is a Muslim country, it is not a real patronage for peace, but it is these countries use these opportunities in order to put obstacles ahead of reaching peace, because they don't want to see the Muslim nations united. They want the Muslim nations to go further in the fragmentations. They want to see this unity prevailing across all the Muslim nations, because if they know from history, and they know from every aspect, they know that when the Muslim nations come together, they will become a very good and great, a very great power that might dominate the whole world or the whole political arena in the globe. So don't believe any kind of peace mediations or peace proposals made by Russia, United States, the United Nations. You know, the United Nations is dominated by the United States and its allies. Yeah, I think that you have ever heard about Erdogan ideology, which is based on reforming the United Nations, which is the symbol of oppression in the world. I think that everyone, every child in the world know or recognize that the UN is backed by the United States and the Western powers, which have the veto in the UN Security Council, are the sponsor of oppression everywhere. Whenever a Muslim nation is suffering, its suffering continues forever. Whenever another nation is suffering, the whole world, the United States and the West Asia, the United States come together and end the suffering of that nation because it is not a Muslim nation, because it is not Muslim. The target is the Muslims and their religion. As you see, it is targeted not only in the Muslim countries, but it is targeted in Europe and the United States and everywhere. So that it is clear for us that it is a war on Islam, not a war on Armenia or Turkey. When Turkey wasn't ruled by the Islamist party, it was okay. All the world had good relations with Turkey and so on. But when it was ruled by the Islamists, all the world started to speak about it. And when Turkey went deep in the Azerbaijan and other Turkish nations beyond Azerbaijan, the whole world stood on one foot and started to say that we have to sort out the problems of these countries and so on. Where were these nations before the Turkish interference in these regions? And even in Africa and Somalia and other countries in Africa, where were these nations? Where these nations were before the Turkish or Turkey started to send assistance or train police forces and renovate homes and build schools and hospitals? Where were these nations before this? This is the problem.
Brother Mu'tasim Dallul, shukran jazakumullah khairan for joining us all the way from Gaza, and keep well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you safe. Looking forward to talking to you in the future, Brother Mu'tasim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.